Hello.
Welcome to the show. Track you just heard there was Future Proof by Massive Attack from their fourth album, 100th Window. They're supposedly coming out with a new one. They've been working on it for about 18,000 years. Well, ever since, well, 4 years. 4 years now. It may or may not be called, I don't remember what it may or not be called, Say the Truth. After those skate guys who skate around, and they have like a movement. Yeah, I'm very, very wordily non-challenged right now. Yeah, Future Proof by Massive Attack, and before that, Chimeras by Tim Hecker from his recent album Harmony in Ultraviolet. And with that, you are welcomed to another edition of the Slipstream. I'm Damon Muma. This is the 15th episode of the third season of the show, and it's gonna be an excellent one, in my opinion. But that's what this is all about. This show is about my opinions, so it's gonna be excellent, and I'm very excited to have you along for the ride. And because I'm don't have really anything to say right now, how about a song? Okay, this is Don't Know Why You Stay by the Essex Green from their 2006 album Cannibal Sea, here on the Slipstream on 93.3 CFMU. I do hope you enjoy the song. It's nice and happy.
Stepping along the hum of the sidewalk, a marionette, a slave. Your legs are wooden, tied to the city. Who has final say? It's hard to hug the girders, my brother. It's hard to swing and walk with your tempo one beat less than the others, or three times more at fault. I don't know why, I don't know why, I don't know why you stay. Yeah, I don't know why, I don't know why, I don't know why you stay. Silver wings stuck on horizons, catch it when it
heading up north to a place that I know. Eating well, sleeping well, but still I was way, way out of line. Amsterdam was stuck in my mind.
Oh, it's some kind of stupid rule that you can't ignore. Oh, it's some kind of natural fact. Sometimes you're just left to be.
Amsterdam, she put a little money into traveling. Now it's so slow, so slow. Baby went to Amsterdam for 5 days on the big canal. Now it's so slow, so slow. And I tried to go away to a place of my own, working hard. Fill my time from early on till I hit the bed. Amsterdam was stuck in my head.
Oh, it's some kind of stupid rule that you can't ignore. Oh, it's some kind of natural fact. You're just left to be alone.
Baby went to Amsterdam. She put a little money to traveling. Now it's so slow, so slow. Baby went to Amsterdam for 5 days by the big canal. Now it's so slow, so slow. Baby went to Amsterdam. She put a little money to traveling. Now it's so slow, so slow. Baby went to Amsterdam for 5 days by the big canal. Now it's so slow, so slow.
Like sun, blaze me down with my mind. She runs throughout the night. No need to fight, never a frown with golden brown. Every time, just like the last, on her ship, tied to the mast. Two distant lands, takes both my hands. Never a frown with golden brown. Golden brown, fine temptress. Through the ages she's heading west. From far away, stays for a day. Never a frown with golden brown.
And that was The Stranglers with Golden Brown from 1981's La Folie. A bit of a classic tune. It was re-famousized a little bit, that's a word now, on the Snatch soundtrack back in 2000, around there. And good stuff. The Stranglers started off as a pretty much straight-out punk band, and then they discovered the magic of the harpsichord, I guess, because it didn't sound too punk to me, that song. Anyway, before that you heard Peter, Bjorn, and John with Amsterdam from Writer's Block. They are part of that whole Swedish happy music movement that is sweeping Sweden by storm, and shows up occasionally in some other countries also as well. And starting that all off, the set, as it were, was the Essex Green with Don't Know Why You Stay from their album The Cannibal Sea. You're listening to The Slipstream on 93.3 CFMU. I'm your host, Damon Muma. I figure maybe I should give a little bit of an introduction as to what exactly the show is. I don't usually mention it. I like to assume that everyone knows. But The Slipstream carries a few guarantees. It guarantees that every song played on the show is completely awesome. It guarantees that we'll never play the same song more than once within 2 years. And if then, only with good reason. And there are certain exceptions to that rule. For instance, if I'm doing a theme show, which I haven't done in about a year, but sometimes I do those. If I do that, I can repeat a song. And if I and I can repeat songs, that doesn't matter. No one cares. Never mind. I just, whatever. So I have these like little rules that I set out for myself because I'm like obsessive. And also, all the songs must flow into each other in a nice little way. Therefore, I guarantee for you a wondrous oral experience. That's oral, A-U-R-A-L. That's the kind of oral we prefer here in the land of radio, as it turns out. Now, there you go. That's the show. And you can check out the show online at slipstream.brokenuniverse.com. That's slipstream.brokenuniverse.com. You can see what I've been playing, what I'm going to play, what I have played, listen to old shows, and generally do things to stock yours truly, if you so desire, which you don't, we hope. But anyway, it's time for some more music. Before, we're gonna hear a new promo for the station, which I've heard is exciting because my buddy Marco did it up. And after that promo, you're going to hear a tune by a Swedish, I think, speaking of, woman named Britta Persson called You Are My Boyfriend. So anyway, get ready and rock out. Yeah, check it.
CFMU, proponent of the rock scream since 1978, and continuing to redefine radio in your community.
Thank you. was your shoes. Here comes the footstep of the man who'll make your dreams. The tube is fitted in. There you are. The tepid sedative. Up cold a coffee cup, have to go to a bar. Hand a flyer out, must admire how dedicated you are. I don't wanna know if you're having fun, your madden's all on sale. I don't wanna know if you got a gun or a new stepson, you think you're gonna be. Girl's so good, she had to run. Last night been a lot of fun, but now it's French, a little tense, she hadn't done the reading. There she sat, hoped to pass, didn't think to face the fact that, oh my gosh, her lack of last, Columbia is bleeding. Walking down, off the bus, Vicky Lucas cross campus, was thinking how she's made it now, that successful feeling. Walked by fast, hailed the cab, no clue that she passed, no doubting while she's sitting in lit class, Columbia is bleeding. The surgeon is in town. There you are. The clamp is coming down. Then a scream. Everybody knows protesters are the schmoes that don't ever lie. See the scientists seeking differences, have to suffer such drive. I don't wanna know if you're having fun, your maddens are on sale. I don't wanna know if you got a gun or a new stepson you think you're gonna be. Generalized, proselytized, verbs were spilling out their sizes. Charles' eyes by sissy gets ready for a feeding. Tried for track, hit the map, didn't think to face the fact that while he's thinking, man, that's whack, Columbia bleeding. Quite a snob, he didn't tip. Nice guy Rob watched the eclipse and looked around. I've made it now, I'm just so glad to be here. Made a pass, got hand strapped, didn't think to face the fact that while he's macking on that ass, Columbia's bleeding. Fester from the disease. Check the bottles and we got dominion. We can do as we please. I don't wanna know if you're having fun or your maddens are on sale. I don't wanna know if you got a gun or a new stepson you think you're gonna bail. Tiki Green, Mezzanine, ended up beside the team and gave a cheer. Got some beers with friends who started drinking. Back with Zach said, I'm upset. Didn't think to face the fact that Washington under self-attack. Columbia's leading. Rodney J began to praise. Mama lost her life that day had been a year. It wasn't clear if he was safe or screaming. As he jabbed the Bible flap, he didn't think to face the fact that barbarism killed the cat. Columbia's leading. This is the Ivy League.
Knocking geese. I'm a bunch of
Roisin Murphy. And God, we love Roisin Murphy. She's something special. That was a title track off her very special album called Ruby Blue. And very, very great. And before that, Bolton Wanderer by a band called Planning to Rock. And if you were sitting there at home listening to that song and you sat up and perked up your ears and thought, wow, what a great little song. You're not alone, because that's exactly what I did when I heard that song for the first time. I did perk up in a big, big way. It was quite the perk. because it's just so gosh darn catchy, isn't it? And Planning to Rock is an interesting kind of deal. She does a thing, a bit of performance art when she performs live. It's just one girl, that's why I'm saying she. The band is called Planning to Rock. The album is called Have It All. The song Bolt and Wander, great stuff. And you can check out some of the really quite interesting performance video work at her website, the website, planningtorock.com. Check it out. Some cool stuff there. All right, moving on. In before that, Nellie McKay with Columbia's Bleeding from Pretty Little Head. And before that, You Are Not My Boyfriend by Britta Pearson from Top Quality Bones and A Little Terrorist. And that was your quadrology of female vocalist, pumpity bumpity, woo woo, catchy catch, McGubbins. And I hope you enjoyed it. You're listening to Slipstream. Next, we're gonna keep it a little in the fun side of things, I guess. Some fun things. A little bit. This track comes from an album that has what I believe is, bar none, the best album title of any album, bar none, in the world, because it's great. And that album title is "The Difference Between You and Me Is That I'm Not on Fire." Yeah, I don't know. I like it. I shouldn't have hyped it up that much, but it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. And band is called McCluskey. They actually broke up about a year and a week ago. And the track from that album, with its great title, is "She Will Only Bring You Happiness." Don't check it out, please.
Note to self: be erect by 10:30. Be strong. Be proud. Be able. Be charmed. Extended, be in motion, be at loggerheads with Chris, like Chris was crisp, like Chris was crisp. Show yourself, show now. All I say was cold. This town avoided us, like murder stalked the valley where this woman used to live, and bathe, and breathe, and be murdered, bathe, and breathe, and be murdered. Like Chris, show yourself, show now. All I say was cold. All I say was cold. All I say was cold. She started wondering, where is the prophet here? Thank you.
wondering, where is the prophet here?
look into your eyes and say, I mean it.
That was Dappled City's Fly from... Well, that was the name of the band. The track was Holy Card, and the album was A Grand Dance, all one word, if you need to know. Great, like, really just soaring out of there. I loved it. Pretty epic stuff. Before that, you had Cast Off Crown from Deerhoof's upcoming album. It's not out yet, but I might have managed to, you know, slide onto the wee little World Wide Web and pick it up for you to enjoy. So thanks to me for that. That was Cast Off Crown from Friend Opportunity, Deerhoof's new one coming out soon. And starting that off was McCluskey. The She'll Only Bring You Happiness from The Difference Between You and Me Is That I'm Not on Fire. Which, as I remarked on earlier before this set of tunes, is probably my favourite album title in the history of music so far. There are, as a disclaimer, several albums that I have not heard of and do not know the names of, and a potentially infinite history of future music yet to be released, which may or may not have wonderful, more wonderful album titles. Just, you know, to make sure I'm not being too extreme in my claims. There's a word for that. It means when you claim something that's very extreme, but it's not... I can't remember what it is. It's like, yo, that was the best movie ever. But it wasn't really. You're just kind of saying that. It's brain fart. I know that word. I use it all the time. Someone will tell me. Right. Well, anyway, you're listening to Slipstream. My name's Damon Muma. It's probably about time to play some more tunes before my Scottish accent degrades even further into suckingness, because it started out alright and then it kind of became stupid, right? Like that. Doesn't sound real. It's not real. It's all a play. It's all a sham. It's all a farce. It's all a fag. That means cigarette. Right, I don't know how that related to anything, but it's part of my New Year's resolution to do more accents on my radio show, so that's what you're getting right here, is some, like, fake Scottish brogue. So we call it a brogue, right? Anyway, this track, next one, is by a band called The Thermals, from last year's The Body, The Blood and The Machine. Nice title, too. Anyway, this track, it rocks hard, so be prepared to rock hard when you're listening to it. And it's called A Pillar of Salt. And knock yourself out enjoying it, right? Like, because, it's fantastic. So here you go, on the Slipstream. The Thermals. Yeah.
I won't look twice in the and plus. So nice to sit across. Yeah, I'm so nice it's bloodlust. Sister, we might use you later on. Maybe right back here around dawn. You came into the ER drinking gin from a jam jar. And the nurse is making jokes about the ER being like an after bar. You know you're weak in a feed and I'm coming up from the streets. You're up in your lungs getting soft. And I'm coming up the stairs and I'm coming from the streets. Still I love the guys you can't trust. Meet me here about dust. Then I got born again. I got lost in all the lights, but it was okay in the end. And when we hit the Twin Cities, I didn't know that much about it. I knew Mary Tyler Moore, and I knew profane existence. I was keyed up, the keys jangled in the stalls. They counted money in the motels. They mostly sold it in the malls. And the carpet at the Thunderbird is a burn for every cowboy that got fenced in. Said you remind me of Rod Stewart when he was young. And you got passion and you think that you're sexy. And all the punks think that you're dumb. The guys around the lockers get a story about the stomach pump. And the guys behind the theater will find a body in the garbage dump. By the banks of the Mississippi River, Lord, to be 17 forever. And she got confused about the truth, and she came to in a confession. She got high for the last time in the camps down by the banks of the river, Lord, to be 33 forever. She got screwed up by her vision. It was scary when she saw him. She didn't tell a single person about the camps on the banks of the Mississippi River. Lord, to be 17 forever. She got strung out on the scene and she got scared when it got druggy. The way the whispers felt like fangs in the last hour of the party. Lord, to be 33 forever.
stay all night if you want to. You can hang out with all of his friends. You can go and meet his mother and father. You better make sure that's where it ends. 'Cause baby, there's one thing that you gotta know. Let him read your palm and guess your sign. Let him take you home and treat you fine. Don't let him waste your time. Cause the years fly by in an instant, and you wonder what it's waiting for. Oh, then some skinny bitch walks by in some hot pants, and he's a running at the door. So remember that one thing that you gotta know. Let him read your palm and guess your sign. Let him take you home and treat you so fine. Your time. Don't let him waste your time. You ain't getting no younger, and you've got nothing to show. So I'm telling that it's now or never. Your time. Don't let him waste 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 your time. No, don't let him your time. You don't let him waste your time. No, don't let him waste your time. No, don't let him waste your time.
Welcome back. That track was Jarvis Cocker, former lead singer of Pulp. It's from his last year's album, Jarvis. The song was Don't Let Him Waste Your Time. And before that was The Hold Steady with Stevie Nicks from Separation Sunday, which is their second album. Came out 2 years ago now. And starting that whole rollicking, rocking, festive, rollicking, rocking tunes off was The Thermals with A Pillar of Salt from The Body, The Blood, The Machine. You're listening to the Slipstream, 93.3 CFMU. You can listen online, cfmu.mcmaster.ca, or 93.3 kilohertz, or whatever those frequency things are on your FM dial within Hamilton and region. It's 10 minutes after one now, so I got about 50 minutes left. I'm gonna do my best to to keep those 50 minutes full, swelling to bursting point, if you will, with beautiful, beautiful music. And to help me start that off, this is a singer and actress who was recently the star of a film by Michel Gondry called The Science of Sleep. The singer is Charlotte Gainsbourg, and she's the daughter of Serge Gainsbourg. I don't know how to pronounce that exactly, but we shared an album out last year, 555, produced by some of the people from Air, and it was pretty good. Bit samey after a while, but this song, The Operation, really, really pretty good. I like it a lot. So why don't you just give it a listen and see, maybe you like it too. It'd be cool. So, yeah, this is Charlotte Gainsbourg. Bora? That's probably how it's pronounced. I don't know. There's no G. See, there should be an H at the end, but it's not. It's B-O-U-R-G. What do I do with that? I don't know. Gainsbourg. 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 Could be it. Wait, this is The Operation. Check it, son. In a second. Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Thank you. Late at night, the bad don't seem so wrong. Night falls is cooking. scared of theatrics. Slugs travel through the barrels from hands that's had practice, while waiters take this darkness and make alleys they mattress. Jonesy junkies twitching among hookers with coochies itching, spreading disease, spitting they knees in different positions. In the abyss, it's children that get lost to the mix, gunned down for fresh kicks of opposite color bits. It's demons that brew and lose manners behind tents. Sitting in position to help with distorted views, only experience doses of night that's on the news. Of BT showing the glamour without the blues. Of ATV helping you pick out Jessica's shoes. Just confuse how you living. Confusion, your vision. Nights a politician, cause only the truth is what's missing. Dirty cops fight crime with dirtier ammunition. The night's elevating, waiting for me to finish getting.
When night falls and all lights off, you'll be right where I feel. Crooks and robbers, spilling the monsters, the night's got nothing to give. Me late at night as we steal. Me late at night as we kill. Late at night, the air don't seem so long.
Lights low and ain't no night glow from the moon. Scoundrels run towns, no hounds to hunt them down. Keep your sight low and get your life stole by some goons. Swindlers injure ya, a criminal's heart's miniature. Men in the dark, and sinister art in the park. Son of the morning star, stringing hearts like a harp. Playing melodies of jealousy, felony strung by hell in its feel harmonic, bewitching our young guys. We no longer seek light to give us power. That voice gets hushed by the rush of the witching hour. The touch of the wicked cowards to lurk in the dusk, and eventide heathens ride, searching for books, anonymous and corrupt, a sheer obscurity, and a spell under its veil, and impure security. We love it in our spirits, cause we suckers for lust, most even fuck in it, we too ashamed to be just.
When night falls and all lights off, you'll be right where I feel. Crooks and robbers, stealing the monsters, the night's got nothing to give. Late at night, the air don't seem so wrong. When night falls and all lights off, you'll be right where I feel. Crooks and robbers, villains and mobsters, the night's got nothing to give.
It's coming.
We late at night, just be still. We late at night, just be chill. Late at night, the air don't seem so wrong.
A darkness carried in the heart cannot be cured by moving the body from one place to another.
Welcome back. The track you just heard was The Cunning Linguists with Nothing to Give from last year's fabulous Piece of Strange album. And noteworthy because that little sample you heard at the end, the vocal, the "A body cannot be cured," or "a soul cannot be cured by moving the body from one place to another," whatever. And that is a sample I recognized when I first heard the song. Second time I heard the song, I sat up and I went, "Whoa!" Because it's from Babylon 5, which is a science fiction series that ran in the mid-90s and was fabulous and sort of redefined television. It's weird to look back. See, at the time, the fact that it had a continuing plot that went from episode to episode, the fact that it took itself, that it was, like, very seriously and spoke to philosophical and moral stances and was very complex in that way. You know, like, those influences have really spread across TV, and that was one of the first shows that really tried extra hard to do that. And I was surprised to know that some hip-hop guys had watched the show, but impressed, pleased. Because, I mean, you know, with some like backwoods geeky sci-fi show. Whatever, it's an awesome show. Babylon 5, check it out if you don't know what it is. It's amazing. I mean, before that, before The Cunning Linguists, was The Not Twist with Consequence from Neon Golden. Their most recent solo album still. That's 5 years old now. Thinking they should work on some new stuff. Thinking they should do that. And starting it off, Charlotte Gainsbourg with The Operation from 555. It's 1:27 about in the a.m. of this Monday/Tuesday. Now today, I have to make mention of this just for posterity. Today was a snow day. School was closed at McMaster and all across Hamilton. It wasn't actually snow. It was more ice. Everything had a nice little, I don't know, 3 millimeter thick layer of ice over it, branches, sidewalks, roads, power lines. I don't know, though. Like, the roads weren't actually that bad, were they? I don't know. I felt like I could get to school just fine, no problem at all. But I guess some people felt that they couldn't. Oh, well, I got to sleep in. That's exciting. And I get to sleep in tomorrow because my 9:30 a.m. class is canceled. That bodes well for me. Not necessarily well for me getting work done, but well for me getting sleep done. And that's... Well, it's not as important at all, but it's sort of important, right? Yeah. Okay. Anyway, it's time for a public service announcement as I leaf through this binder. And that's weird because... Oh, here we go. Let's do this one. Okay. Eek, a mouse. I'm going to try it again. This is going to be better. Eek, a mouse! An introduction to basic computer skills.
Starts January 24th, 2007 at 1 p.m. and ends January 4th, 2007 at 3 p.m.
If you're interested in more details, the phone number is
905-546-3200, extension 3298.
Now, some more info. A short description, if you will. This session is for people who are new to computers. No previous computer experience is required. In this session, you will learn how to use a computer mouse and be introduced to the Windows computer operating system. Come and learn the basics about using a computer at this informative training session. It's at the Picton Branch, Hamilton Public Library. It was January 24th. Registration opens January 17th. No mention of cost. There's a cost. It says cost, colon, then it's blank, so maybe that means it's free. But as we know, just because something doesn't have a price tag in the store doesn't mean you can just walk out with it. You'll still get in trouble. Shoplifters will still be prosecuted. Yeah, so if you don't know what a computer is, 905-546-3200, extension 3298. Registration opens January 17th, so maybe mark that on your calendars. Maybe I could have chosen a much more... useful PSA. I'm guessing that at 1:30 in the morning, most people listening know how to use computers. I don't know why. I just assume the people who use computers stay up late or are young and therefore know how to use computers just because that's the kind of world we're living in now. And I also like to note that these headphones that I wear when I talk here, they really squeeze my glasses in a weird way, and it makes it really difficult to look down at that binder. It was rough. It was a rough time. So while I recuperate from that, I'm going to play a song from one of the most beautiful albums ever recorded. Possibly, no, you know, I'm going to go and I'm going to say it's from the most beautiful album ever recorded. It's very touching, and it's very beautiful, because it's the most beautiful album ever recorded. If I just say that 3 times, and by the way, not hyperbole, not. This is actually the most beautiful album I've recorded, in my opinion. It's by Tok Tok. The album is called Spirit of Eden. What an appropriate title for such a beautiful album. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Just using that word. It's my word of the minute. It's kind of a boring run-of-the-mill word, though, so I won't use it anymore in my life. So that's the last time you'll ever hear me say that word. Anyway, this track is by Tok Tok. It's called Wealth here on Slipstream 93.3 CFMU. Please do enjoy. There we go. It's just kind of quiet at the beginning. There we go. Yeah. Freedom. Sacred.
Thank you.
And there goes Cirrus with Nye Battery, however one would pronounce that, from Agatis Birn or something, their second album, originally released in their native Iceland in 1999, more widely released in 2000. In other countries that matter more than Iceland. The song Nye battery would actually be translated as new batteries, so that's a little unexpected, I guess. I mean, expected. Sorry. No, I'm not trying to make the world more exciting for you than it actually is. Starting that off was Talk Talk with Wealth from Spirit of Eden. Beautiful, beautiful track. Ah! Darn it! Sorry. I messed up. Now I'll never say that word again. Anyway, this next track coming up is very sad to me. I hear this song and it just takes my happiness and tromps it away and rips my heart out and ties it into knots and like hammers it with nails and stuff. And I don't know. I think it may be the crying baby in it. And I think that it might kind of be cheating. I don't know how I feel about it, because like, I listened to this song a couple times in the last while and just it's just hit me like, profoundly. It's been like, oh man, like so much emotion in that song. And then the crying baby, and that really helps with the emotion, but I kind of feel like it's a cheap trick, kind of. I don't know. Be the judge. Let me know if you think the crying baby is cheap. Listen to the song first. It's called We Are the Massacre, and it's by World's End Girlfriend, and it's starting off a rather lot lengthier than normal set of just pretty gosh darn sad songs, because the world is a sad place. Anyway, this is World's End Girlfriend here on the Slipstream.
rise against me and Eve can. I put your favorite records on and sit around and spin around and you're around again. Run how I breathe. Cue every memory at half speed. Just like chance hold me down. I'm coming down. Get Kappa's feeling. She's like these anymore.
green plastic watering can for a fake Chinese rubber plant and a fake plastic girl. She bought from a rubber man in a town full of rubber bands to get rid of itself. Who wears a rug? Who wears a rug?
Radiohead, of course, with Fake Plastic Trees from the Bends, going back 12 years now. And before that, the Wrens with She Sends Kisses from the Meadowlands. Before that, World's End Girlfriend with We Are the Massacre from The Lie Lay Land. You've been listening to the Slipstream. I am about out of here for now. Just about. Thanks for listening. Be back again next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. You know the deal. Check out the playlist, etc. Old shows, whatever you want, whatever you have you. At slipstream.brokenuniverse.com. I've been Damon. I will continue to be Damon until next week, when I will be Damon once again on CFMU. And I'll be most happy if you could join me. Thanks a lot for listening. I'll leave you with another plaintive little track. This is called Red Right Ankle by the Decemberists from their album Her Majesty, the Decemberists, here on 93.3 CFMU, redefining radio in your community.
This is the story of your red right ankle and how it came to meet your leg, and how the muscle, bone, and sinews tangled, and how the skin was softly shed, and how it whispered, "Oh, it here to me, for we are bound by symmetry. Whatever differences our lives have been, we together make a limb. This is the story of your red right ankle. This is the story of your gypsy uncle. You never knew, 'cause he was dead, and how his face was carved and ripped with wrinkles in the picture in your head. And remember how you found the key to his hideout in the Pyrenees, but you wanted to keep his secret safe, so you threw the key away. This is the story of your gypsy uncle. This is the story of the boys who loved you, who love you now and loved you then. Some were sweet and some were cold and snuffed you, and some just laid around in bed. Some had crumbled you straight to your knees, did it cruel, did it tenderly. Some had crawled their way into your heart to rend your ventricles apart. This is the story of the boys who loved you. This is the story of your red right hand.